Hello and welcome, and it is good to be with you today. It is a simply beautiful day here. It's warm. It feels more like mid to late April than it does early March, but we are just enjoying this weather, and most of all, just glad to be with our Lord and glad to have this time together with you. And I hope that you're having a great day, certainly in terms of the weather and your circumstances that you find yourself in, but most of all spiritually, that you are experiencing the Lord's nearness and closeness, that you are in fact in fellowship with Him, that you're growing in your walk with Him. And I hope that these times help you in that. As I'm thankful as we come together to know that God wants to use these times to draw us closer to Himself. He wants us to know Him. He wants you to know Him. He wants me to know Him. And so He's given us this time and the opportunity, the resources. I'm thankful for Jonathan and Nikki for all that they do to make these times possible. But God has given us so much. And so let's go to Him in prayer. Father, we thank You for the day that You have given to us. Father, the beauty of it, the wonder of it. Father, how it testifies of Your power and Your goodness, Your grace, Your perfection. Father, I'm thankful that You've given us this time because You want us to know You. You want us to grow in a relationship with You. Father, speak to us. Open our minds and our hearts. Lord, quicken us, Lord, so that we can understand, Father, the truths, but, oh God, Your voice through those. Draw us near, we pray, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. You know, sometimes when we look around, I'm sure we probably all wonder at times, you know, why live for the Lord? We see our culture becoming increasingly sinful, and those who don't join in that sin are mocked and ridiculed, belittled. We see those who walk for the Lord are being increasingly attacked. It's becoming obvious to live for the Lord is going to cost you on some level. Now, we're blessed in our nation with the freedoms, the liberties we have, but we're seeing an increased cost in faithfulness and obedience unto the Lord. We see the church, or what calls itself the church today, moving further and further away from the truth, both in its teaching, but also in its practice. In fact, is, again, what calls itself the church today. It's, much of it is apostate, such as we see clearly taught to us in the New Testament. But as we see what calls itself the church today, the practices that it's engaging in, it's interesting that, you know, what was not even accepted in society 10 years ago is now being accepted and promoted even within these so-called churches today. And so we have to ask ourselves the question, and obviously it goes through our mind, why live for the Lord? Why, you know, be ostracized? Why be ridiculed? Why pay this price, this cost? Why live for the Lord? And as we open God's Word to Psalm 128, we see some wonderful answers that we need to always remember, especially as we live in times like these. And it challenges us and encourages us to live for the Lord. And look what we see in verse 1. How blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. The idea being there's someone who recognizes God, who honors Him, who obeys Him, who follows Him. As we would say it, who lives for God. What's the result of that? God blesses them. He honors them. He rewards them. He works in His life. He gives them joy and richness and fulfillment in life. God blesses those who in fact live for Him. Now that sounds good. Certainly we enjoy hearing that and reading that. But what does it really mean in everyday life and living to say that God blesses those who live for Him? What does that mean? Especially in the face of all of these things that we're dealing with. Well, we see some key areas in this psalm, in this passage. We see that first of all, God will bless our work. Look at verse 2. When you shall eat of the fruit or the labor of your hands, you will be happy and it will be well with you. God, as we seek to walk with the Lord, God will provide work. He'll enable us to do that work, and He'll provide for us through that work. He will meet our needs, and not only meet our needs, but He'll give us joy and contentment. And by the way, this shows the importance of seeking and following God in terms of the career path that we have, specific jobs, and also our conduct in that job. You know, we're not talking here about, you know, how to get on top of the area we choose. We're talking here about following the Lord. If we follow the Lord, He will place us where He wants us to be. Psalm 75, verses 6 through 7. For not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the desert comes exaltation. But God is the judge. He puts down one, and He exalts another. If we live for the Lord, He will in fact provide for us. He will bless our work and bless us through our work. But not only will He bless our work, but we see secondly, He will bless our home. And by that I want to say the home that He chooses. Now obviously for most believers that is marriage, but God, there are those that God has called to singleness. And for most married couples, that means children, though He has called some couples to not have children. But for most of them, it is marriage, and it is, in fact, children. And so, as we talk here about home, we mean home as God, in fact, has planned it for our lives to have. And it's only in obedience that we have that blessing. Think about what we read in verses 3 through 4. And again, the context here is for a married couple having children. Certainly, that's the majority, but there are those that God calls to singleness. And there are those couples that God has called not to have children, at least not of their own. Look what we see in verses 3 and 4. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house, and your children will be like olive plants around your table. Behold, for thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. If we live for the Lord, He will in fact bless our home, the home that He's called for us to be in. And by the way, this shows the importance of living for God at home, being the person that we should be, if we're married, being the spouse that we should be, if we have children, being the parent that we ought to be. This will not cover, you know, looking godly everywhere else. I use the term looking godly everywhere else, but then dropping all the facade when we're at home, not even making any effort to. We're not talking about, as you used to talk about, sending children to church per se, or even just merely attending. We're talking about honestly, sincerely seeking to live for the Lord at home. But if we seek to live for the Lord at home, seeking Him, following Him, honestly, sincerely walking with Him, God will in fact move and bless. And by the way, living such a way, honestly, sincerely living for Him, that'll solve most marital problems. It'll solve most parental problems. But God will, in fact, bless our home if we live for Him there. And so why live for the Lord? Well, God will bless our work. God will bless our home. Look at a third area. God will bless our citizenship. Now, I'm sure probably all of us are deeply, deeply burdened about our nation. And all of us are wanting to save it, wanting it to be saved, wanting it to be delivered. And we wonder how. Well, look at verses 5 and 6. The Lord will bless you from Zion, and may you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Indeed, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Obviously, Israel, God's chosen people, but it is their nation, and we can apply those same truths to our own concern for our own nation. The first thing that we, if we want to see God deliver, preserve, restore this nation, before we think about them, whoever they are, doing whatever it is that they do are doing and changing whatever it is that they're doing, the very first step is for we who know the Lord to live in obedience for ourselves. We have to live for the Lord. Then God will hear our prayers for the nation. Then we will be salt and light. Then we will be the witnesses. Then we will be the influence. You think about that verse, and you've no doubt heard it many times before, 2 Chronicles 7:14. And if my people who are called by my name, and you think about the order here, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Notice the first requirement is for those who are God's people to in fact begin living correctly, living rightly, living for God. No doubt we're all burdened for our nation, and yes, we could come up with a long list of individuals who need to change whatever it is they're doing. But are we willing to live for the Lord? It's only then that we can truly be in a position to pray. It's only then that we can be in a position of influence. This nation will never be right with God and experience His blessings until we seek to be right with God. And when we are, God can then use us to bless this nation through our prayers, through the actions He leads us to undertake, through His miraculous intervention as He's intervened in this nation's history before, and I pray He does yet again. But we need to live for the Lord. Now yes, to live for the Lord today absolutely is out of step. It's different. Often brings ridicule, even attack. But it's the path to blessing. It's the only path to God's blessing. Are you going to experience that blessing? Are you going to live for the Lord? Because only then will you have His blessing at work, at home, and yes, I pray that within our nation. But we need to live for the Lord. Let's go to Him in prayer. Father, we thank You for this day again. And, O Lord, for reminding us of the importance of living for You. Father, at work, whatever that means for us, at home, whatever You have called that to be, wherever it is we find ourselves right now, and, O God, within this nation at this time in its history. Lord, we do ask, O God, that You move in all of those areas. But, Father, may You find us faithful in each of those areas. Lord, lead us to walk in sincere trust and obedience unto You, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.